Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I am the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, and we are back with the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Now, in today's podcast, we are going to get wrecked. Yes, we are discussing the upcoming film that's going to be slated to come out this November, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 2. Now, I asked somebody via Instagram what I would be discussing, like one of the things I would be discussing with this film. And that person I asked via Instagram would like to know if there are any new characters in this film that will be coming out this November. I'll be glad to answer that. But first we gotta get out of the way. The original cast of the first movie and the original voices will be in this film, which probably is no surprise to everyone who watched the first movie. Some new characters we got is Yes, spelled Y-E-S-S-S. We also got JP. Not sure JP's role in this film as of yet. Here's a big thing. We also got the entire Disney Princess franchise. Yes, we got the Disney Princess franchise. That's going to make a pivotal role in this film. Probably it's going to be involving a scene with Vanellope von Schweetz. Well, and for the voices, like for Ariel, Belle, Merida, and all Disney princesses that we know from this century are going to be voiced by the original characters. Now, the original Disney princesses, Snow White, Cinderella, Princess Aurora, they're probably, new voices are going to be found for them. We can't mention, we also go get an appearance from Anna Elsa from Frozen, voiced by yours truly, Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel. We'll also go get Moana, Moana actually has a little Easter egg in this film. And if you watch the first trailer, we actually get an appearance from Baby Moana while she's playing a game that Ralph accidentally wrecks when he blows up that poor little bunny and scares that little child, Baby Moana. Also, things to know, we also got C-3PO, R2-D2, and Yoda from Star Wars. We also got Iron Man and Gamora from the Marvel Universe. Now, and what am I going to think of this film? I think it's going to be great, because everybody was actually awaiting this film, because it was actually an announcement that was made right after the first film, and in 2015 it was made official. For my taste, I hope it's very successful, because, like I said, for The Incredibles 2, right when I walk into that movie theater to watch it, I'll always give it 2 thumbs up, saying, way to go, Disney, you really outdid yourselves. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Now, in the trailers, I'm not sure if this is gonna happen, but I do hope that we actually get a sneak peek, like a trailer for Frozen 2, and that'll be discussed in another episode later, probably the third episode. Actually, it will be the third episode. I'm actually really psyched for this, for Wreck-It Ralph 2, because like I said, Wreck-It Ralph 2 is going to be following the event. It's actually going to be taking place in the future. Like, after the first film, it's going to take like years. I'm not sure how many years after the first film. And apparently the main topic is, I think, that Ralph needs help Vanellope find a replacement part for Sugar Rush. From what I saw on various websites. Sorry. Now, well, ever since Wreck-It Ralph 1 came out, everyone was like, oh, that was amazing. That was amazing. I can't wait to see if there will be a sequel. Well, and the sequel is now going to be coming out this November. And I've been guessing that theaters will be packed when it comes out officially. Like I said, I actually looking forward to it very much, because from past Disney films, I actually went to see other past Disney films. Like, the most recent one I saw was Coco, and I really enjoyed it. I actually have it on DVD as of now, and for Wreck-It Ralph 2, we do know that it all started when Mr. Litwack, like, purchased something to give himself Wi-Fi network, and Mr. Litwack will be voiced by Ed O'Neill, because Ed O'Neill voiced Mr. Litwack in the first film, and it actually caught Ralph and Vanellope by surprise, because they thought it was like another video game, and they walked right in, and boom, they get zoomed right into the internet, and all this new stuff is shown. Like, we also get an appearance by Google, and we get an appearance by eBay, and like random ads that pop up, like, oh, congratulations, you're a winner, and all that stuff. For me, I'm not sure there's going to be, like, a villain. I'm not sure who the villain's going to be in this film. I'm not sure if this film is even going to have a villain. We'll have to see. Now, for me, I'll actually be making a video of what to expect in Wreck-It Ralph 2. Maybe I'll do that maybe tomorrow. But the biggest part is, it's a sequel, and sequels probably have, like, the biggest impacts on the entire film. And for me, I've actually watched many sequels on TV. I watched Cars 3 go in theaters. And I really enjoyed it. And now I'm actually looking forward to Wreck-It Ralph 2. And what it has in store for everyone in the Disney universe. Now, the number one question is, why would they choose the internet? Well, the internet is like a very big video game. And, like, Ralph and Vanellope would go into this internet. It was probably by accident that they walked right into that Wi-Fi network and they got blasted, not blasted, like a very big roller coaster into the internet. And hey, it looks like they're gonna, at the start of the movie, it looks like they're gonna have a good time. For my taste, I hope they don't come and wreck my internet, because my internet is a very pivotal part of my future. You know, with my YouTube station and all, with my social media. By the way, you can follow me at social media, Twitter, at Matt Avery Disney, and for Instagram, it's Matt Avery of Arendelle, in lowercase. What I want to know is, what do you guys think of Wreck-It Ralph 2? If you like it, and if you want to know more, go look. You can ask me any questions. I'll post a new YouTube video on it tomorrow. Hopefully. I do hope you folks enjoy Wreck-It Ralph 2, and I'm actually hoping I will enjoy Wreck-It Ralph 2 when it comes out in November. I'll be in college by then. And maybe there's a theater where, near my college, but go watch Wreck-It Ralph 2 all during Thanksgiving weekend, so I could probably go watch it at my home theater. And to probably top this all off, hold on a second. To top it all off, how will this do for Disney? Well, I think it'll do very well for Disney, as they did well in the past with, like, past sequels like The Lion King 2 and, like, many other sequels they've done in the past. They actually did make a Cinderella 2. I actually haven't watched that yet because I never see it appear on my TV. I do hope it pops on my TV soon so I can at least watch it. And all the sequels to Disney films. Like, it's going to be big. Because it's like a sequel to a movie that everyone enjoyed. And like I said, it's going to be a pivotal point in the Wreck-It Ralph franchise. Like, oh, we got to make this movie big. Because it's like a sequel that takes place like years after the events of the first film. And all that. And they actually, Disney and Pixar actually did really well with sequels to the film. Like, Finding Dory. Like, they actually let Dory find her family. And she actually remembered her family. Even with a short-term memory loss. That was an example. Anyway, folks, like I said, let me know what you think of Wreck-It Ralph 2 in the comments below. In the comments on my YouTube video, I will post tomorrow. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I am the Disney enthusiast Matthew Avery, and I'll see you in the next podcast.